The opioid epidemic is raging across the country. Nevada has not been spared. In 2015, more than one person died every day from opioid use, mainly from prescription painkillers and heroin. Reno Public Radio's Ann Gray talks with a substance abuse expert to learn more.
Mark Disselkoen is a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed alcohol and drug counselor. He's also a project manager at the Center for the Application of Substance Abuse Technologies, based at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So it's been estimated that about 100 people are dying in the U.S. every day from drug overdoses, and prescription drugs are the leading cause of fatal overdoses, surpassing even heroin and cocaine. So what's causing all this? Why are we seeing such big numbers here in the state?
If you look at it nationally, it's a problem across the entire country. I will say that obviously opioids, especially heroin, have always been a problem in the larger cities, as I like to call it, the horseshoe from Seattle up to Boston. And it's become more of an issue on the inner parts of the country, rural America. And obviously Nevada is a rural frontier state.
What are we seeing as the reasons for causing this rise of specifically prescription drug abuse?
One of the issues is that prescription medications are actually easy to access. The number one place that individuals access prescription medications and misuse them is in the home, from their mom, dad, grandparents, your friend's parents, so forth and so on. So we see that going on. And they provide a euphoric experience, and especially youth who are experimenting with substances look for those types of things. Another issue is related to physicians or prescribers providing pain medication to people for a legitimate problem initially, such as back pain or an operation. And then as the individual recovers from their surgery, for example, they kind of become accustomed to that feeling of euphoria being on a prescription medication and want to continue to use it.
And then how has the epidemic affected individuals and families in the community?
When somebody dies from an overdose, that's a tragic situation. And right there is one of the biggest impacts, is losing a loved one. So I'd like to start there. Secondly, we deal with individuals losing, you know, productivity in school, work. There's an increase in criminal justice issues. There's a strain on emergency services with somebody overdosing. We've seen the increase of utilization of naloxone by EMTs to try to stave off an overdose.
And then you touched on it just now about the strain on the local resources. How is it affecting local responders?
Well, it puts extra pressure on them, obviously, because when you see any kind of spike in a new condition, you have to get educated, and then you have to have the proper treatment for that. And in this case, you're using naloxone, which reverses the effect of an overdose.
And then, Mark, you've been in the substance abuse field now for decades. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I haven't. And actually, I was at a conference about 15 years ago here in Reno, and one of the speakers wrote a book about the coming opioid epidemic. And he actually said that in about 15 to 20 years, we're going to see an epidemic like you've never seen before. And a lot of people weren't listening, okay? And the difference between the opioid epidemic and the methamphetamine epidemic is that opioids are much more dangerous related to overdose. You know, methamphetamine is a stimulant. You really can't, quote unquote, overdose on it and cause respiratory depression like with an opioid. So not only are you dealing with a substance, an illicit drug like heroin or a prescription drug that's being misused, you're dealing with one that's much more lethal than some of the other illicit drugs such as cocaine and methamphetamine.
Mark Disselkoen is a substance abuse expert based at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thank you for giving us more insight on the opioid epidemic.
Thank you.